This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Ew. Oh, yes. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Day three. Vinny officially has the flu.
Oh, no.
Got a flu shot. Got the flu. Got the flu shot. Got the flu. The flu. God, it's not the coronavirus, so don't worry, you guys. I mean,
I've never had the flu. Never had a flu shot.
Shut up. Really?
You've never had a flu?
Never.
How did you live your whole life and never get a flu?
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
Never had it.
You're amazing, Marcus. And thank you for last minute. Look, we had Johnny Moe's the last couple days. He had to hop a plane today. I called Marcus yesterday. I'm like, Marcus,
whatever you need, I'm there.
I'm like, wow, this guy.
Is that how it sounded?
No matter how dead he is. I swear to God, I figured I woke you up because I know you work. You're a nighttime guy.
Yeah.
Did you wind up working last night and then have to come here? And...
Yeah, it's all good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Great show. Get to come out and hang with my buddies for a little bit. All good.
Yeah. It's easy. Plus, it's Friday.
Yeah. Cannot be mad at it.
You're drinking your tea. You got your special tea.
Gotta get that tea, man.
Listen, I feel like you guys really don't appreciate the virtues of Nest tea. Or what is it?
Lipton.
Nestle? Lipton.
Lipton. Yeah. He likes the Lipton tea bags. Those are the ones. That's what Marcus wants. What do you have
so
in it?
Good.
Sugar?
All I put it in is a little bit of sugar.
No honey? Just a pinch of sugar, or like a half a teaspoon? What do you like?
Depending on what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I want it a little bit sweeter than other days.
Goodness.
But otherwise, it's just tea and sugar. And sometimes, lemon.
Special milk? Oh.
Lemon or lime.
I like a little milk and
no
sugar
milk.
I save
that for the Euros. I keep it simple, baby.
We used to get it for him. Now he just gets it himself.
Secret to
gotta
life.
Give me some of that tea. Walks over there and does
yeah,
himself.
I just like, where that tea at, man?
Yeah. Just show me where to get it and
I'll go get that tea.
I'm sick of asking you guys to get it for me. You guys should just be bringing it to me, just making sure that my cup is full at all times.
Right. I'm a big boy now.
Yeah.
I can get my own tea.
Yeah. Well, you know your way around here, you know?
I do.
It's, but the more days you fill in, the less like a guest you seem, you know? It's my house, too. I'll just go ahead and get myself some tea. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you were willing to get up and...
Always willing to help the fam.
Oh, my God. You are the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. And Bryn is back. Bryn also did not have the flu.
Everybody's running around sick, man.
I was afraid I had the flu.
Some kind of...
Terrified.
Some kind of bug.
Yeah, it was some sort of stomach bug or something.
Food poisoning.
I must have eaten something that really set me off.
I watched you get sick. I was with you as the sickness encroached.
Yeah, we went
for
that walk, and that's when it hit.
Yeah.
I was like, Sarah,
I want to sit down.
I want to sit down. I want to lay down.
I'm like,
down.
Well, okay. So yeah. We sit down. I'm not kidding you. On the Embarcadero, we're like not even on like the pier side of the street. We're next to a parking lot.
That's
and
right.
He's like, he goes, oh, I got to sit down.
On some concrete thing.
Like this
it just came out of the blue?
Bird poo. It was starting to creep on me slowly. And
wasn't feeling great.
I was telling Sarah, I feel weird, Sarah. I feel weird. I'm not sure what's going on with me. I have a headache. I'm not sure. And I was totally in my head like, damn it, Vinny. I was thinking Vinny gave it to me. Whatever,
it's annoying. You know, look, I get that he came in because he woke up and didn't feel well.
Right.
And then he's just like, I'm going to go in there. But look, if you're feeling contagious or you think there might be, just don't.
Seriously.
Just do not. But he actually got a doctor's note yesterday. Like, he was so sick, he's like, I got to go to the doctor.
I feel like there have been a lot more people sick this past winter than winter's past.
It's a lot of sickness.
Everybody. And with, like, stronger of whatever it is.
Well, we're all very afraid.
Yeah, there's a lot of paranoia, that's for sure. Listen,
like, oh, God, I got a tickle. I got, oh, God, it's a coronavirus.
I have to admit that I'm one of the people who's going, oh,
shit.
The flu is so much worse. And you come to find out, well, there are more people dying from the flu, but apparently this thing is a little more lethal than just the flu. So.
Well, it's almost 3%. I don't know how many people die of the flu generally, but it's less than 1% of people who get the flu die from it. See if you can find that out, because I did the math. I couldn't really figure out the math, but I can never remember. Like, I know there's a formula to get a percentage. Like, if 83,000 people have it and 2,900 have died of it, there's a way to multiply one into the other. What
sure.
is it?
But
what's the freaking way?
I didn't study this in school.
Well, anyway, what I came out with is it's either 2.9% or 2.3%, something like around there. But that's a significant amount.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For something that should be, if it's a flu, it should be survivable.
I mean, and even though it's a, relatively speaking, a small sample size, it's still, there's something coming out of it. Like, real lives are being lost. So
uh-huh.
You can't downplay it.
No.
And now that nobody seems to be able to stop it, there's one article today.
And now people are getting it twice.
That article, I was like, what? You think it's cured? And
it again.
The zombie apocalypse is coming, baby.
Don't say
so
that.
So get ready for
it's
it.
It's not going to be zombies.
Listen.
There's never going to be zombies.
Listen.
That's
Sarah.
All right.
You're speaking too quickly. I'm telling you, this is what's happening.
Okay, please enlighten
this
me.
This virus, the fact that it goes away and you think it's gone, it's coming back. This is going to tell you, dude.
Scary.
Zombies are coming.
Don't. It's not coming.
Daddy's ready, though.
Are you ready?
Daddy's ready.
Yeah, well, you got prepared.
I've been waiting.
Daddy's ready.
We got plans.
Time.
We talk about what we'll do, but we're not really ready.
I'm ready.
I'm not. Do you have a gun?
I may
you
or
have
may
a gun.
I may
okay,
or may
so
not.
He's got a gun. See, I don't have a gun. That's my problem. I can't. I was like, well,
I'm actually hoping
that John secretly has a gun because he knows how. Like, I went and trained on guns. I went and shot some, and we were going to buy some guns. And I started having dreams where suddenly the gun's pointed right in my face. I'm looking down. I'm like, oh my God, I can't have a gun. I can't even have a gun in the house. I don't want a gun.
Just don't turn the barrel around. Why are you doing that?
I keep turning it right toward me.
That's weird, Sarah. Not going to lie. Kind of weird. You don't need to look down the barrel.
I'm telling you, I kept waking up from dreams where I'm staring into a pistol. It was just starting to really freak me out. And I was like, you know what? I got to not do this. I can't, because it's scary. To me, it was very scary holding a gun. Like, they're heavy, and they just, like, you feel the weight
they're
of
powerful.
Life in your hand as you're, you know, just the way you're supposed to hold your finger up. Like, the guy was yelling at me, like, your finger's curled. Put your finger straight. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just like, it's so heavy.
There is a weird feeling that can come over you, though, when you hold a gun or a pistol in your hand. And you're like, oh, wow, yeah, you can.
It's so powerful.
There is some power, and I do get why people snap and all that stuff. I get it.
Well, that's why, I'm kind of a crazy person anyway. Like, in my own head, I feel like I'm barely holding on to sanity, you know? And so, you know, what do I want to have a gun around for? So I'm hoping that secretly John went and got a gun.
Well, listen, if the zombie apocalypse...
Which it is.
When the zombie apocalypse happens, you probably don't want the gun unless there's the real emergency where you have to get out quickly. You want the quiet stuff.
The noise will attract more. So what I really want is like eye poker outers, because you got to go in the head. I've learned that.
I think that's a scientific term.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Me and my girlfriend, we watch all the zombie shows together. So our whole thing is back to back with pitchforks.
Not
like,
bad.
You know, we each have a pit. We're back to back.
Not
you
bad.
You know, kind of defending all sides.
I go sword.
Well, sword is heavy. A sword is heavier than you think.
I'll take it, though.
Michonne.
I like the freedom to be able to swing just wild hacking. I don't want to have to be precise.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah. Michonne, is it called a katara?
The katana.
Katana.
Yes.
Yeah, she pulls that thing out.
She's gone. You know that, right?
I don't know that. Thank you.
You do know that.
I do not know that.
Sarah, it's been in the news forever. She's leaving the show.
I don't know that.
You didn't know it, really?
Wait.
Of course you knew.
I've read stuff about her, but I didn't know that. So did she already leave the show? Don't tell me. Don't even tell me. Don't spoil it.
This doesn't even matter.
Because I'm very... I hate to say this, but I have fallen off that show. Like, I was diehard for, I don't know, 10 seasons it felt like. I have no idea. And then when Rick left, I watched another season. And I was like, I don't like the whisperers.
This has been really good this year.
Has it? Yeah. Well, maybe I'll go back and
this
watch
has
it.
Been really good.
Do you like The Fear of the Walking Dead too?
I do like it's actually a better show now.
Well, no, is Morgan still on? I love Morgan. Morgan's like my favorite character.
Yeah,
for
he's
the
still
whole
on
thing.
That. He's the lead. Yeah. He's the lead on that show. Yeah. And they've got a new one coming.
Yeah, where's that one set?
L.A.? No.
No, that was where.
And it's only
going to
be a 2-year event.
Only a two-year event.
Yeah. Well, it's actually you get it out the way. You don't have to worry about when it's going to be renewed and all that stuff.
And you know it'll have an arc that has an end, and
exactly.
They planned it out.
Right? Exactly. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick, Talking Dead. At the Punchline this weekend.
Is that so?
Yep.
I love Chris Hardwick.
Yep.
You know, he got in some trouble. He was part of the whole hashtag Me Too thing for a minute there.
Yeah, that was like at the apex of it when they were just kind of...
Anybody. Yeah. Anybody who ever even said a mean thing to a girl.
Yeah. Turns out that, it was not exactly how the woman
It was like, what was it, like a college girlfriend or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Bad breakup. I don't know. She felt pressured into having sex or something.
Oh no! What's going on with you, Bryn?
What?
You seem in such a great mood.
Well, I'm happy because I'm
not sick
anymore. Yeah.
And
Marcus was saying
a ton.
That's good.
I had to sleep a ton.
Yeah.
You look rested. Marcus was saying that because you're thinking food poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
And then you immediately start. You know, everybody does this. Yeah. Well, what did I eat? Where did I go?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus was saying my doctor told you when I had
bad food, but like the worst thing I've ever had in my life. I lost 40 pounds in 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah. Lucky. Yeah, I went from 207 to like 169.
You had food poisoning for like 2 weeks straight. Would you have botulism?
No, it was a lot longer. It lasted the entire time. It lasted a lot longer.
I ate one meal yesterday.
Yeah, this lasted. Mm-hmm. The worst part of it lasted for about 3 weeks, and then I just had to slowly come back.
When was this?
This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago. It was bad, man.
Usually food poison is a 24, maybe 48 hours.
Well, yeah. And like you, Bryn, it just kind of happened all of a sudden. I was walking along and all of a sudden like, oh, wow, it's a nice day outside. And then blah, I just vomiting everywhere. I'm like, well, that was weird. And then it was fine. And then the next day, same thing happened again. And the next thing I know, I'm dropping pounds. I think I'm dying. Oh. And I lost all that weight.
Oh.
And then it took me about 4 months to completely recover from the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
Completely recover, as in you put all the weight back on?
I didn't put it all back on. Oh. Put a nice, healthy chunk of it on, though.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's 2 weeks, 40 pounds. That's ridiculous. It's
honestly,
half your weight. You're only 80 pounds.
I probably need to lose that weight anyway. Maybe that was a sign saying, drop those elbows.
Amen.
I was 207, dude. I'm only 5'9". It's 207.
What do you know? You look thin. You look trim, I should say. You don't look thin.
185.
Oh, we're the same weight. Yeah. Trip.
Guys always weigh more than I think they do. You know? Like, I wouldn't have guessed.
Maybe it's density?
Yeah, maybe it is. It's density.
Muscle.
You guys are dense.
Muscle?
I got
a dense muscle. Oh, dense muscles.
Don't say what that smirk's there.
Whatever.
If any doctors out there know about this food virus thing, about the food poisoning.
Well, your
and
doctor
heard,
said.
Because Marcus was saying it could be 7 days prior.
It was like a 7-day period where you don't know where that thing.
That doesn't make any sense,
from.
Man.
I know. I feel like everything's through your body within a day or two.
Just never know.
You don't know. It's true.
And he said he also said that 9 times out of 10, if you get food poisoning, it's not from some store or some
restaurant.
It's from the way you prepared it or someone else prepared your food for you.
So it's about home food handling.
It's primarily the way you handle your food at home.
Yeah.
That's what I was told, and I'm still alive, so
I
trust him.
My one kid is so paranoid about foodborne illness that...
Really?
Yeah, he's like paranoid about everything. He's got
this coronavirus thing must be
last night we're all sitting in Diego, so I think I have coronavirus. We all just start laughing because he always thinks he has everything. I'm like, okay, do tell. What are your symptoms? Oh, my God.
Laughing at him. Way to go, Sarah.
Well, I mean, obviously he doesn't have it. Freaking hypochondriac.
Fun family they have.
But hey, we all had a good laugh over it. Even he started laughing. I'm like, okay, tell me why you think you have it.
I've got some stats on the coronavirus.
Okay,
Because
you're wondering about
percentages.
What's more deadly.
Yeah.
So when is this article from? Let's see, 9 days ago. It says here that the coronavirus has led to more than 75,000 illnesses and 2,000 deaths, primarily in mainland China. And the regular flu has already caused more than 26 million illnesses and 14,000 deaths. So I did the math because,
That's a much tinier percentage.
Well, you
26
think...
million people have it and 14,000 of them died. That's a tiny percentage.
Yeah, so I have to do the math again, actually, because it's 2% corona. I gotta let me do this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's over 2% die of the coronavirus, that which is a huge amount. You know,
yeah, if you're killing people, it's a huge amount.
Right. Well, and listen, 14,000 sounds like a ton until you say 26 million people mm-hmm. went through it. Like, that's, you know, it's a tiny percent, 0.00.
I got a bunch of coronavirus stuff today, so we're going to
we'll do a roundup.
Inundated with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's much smaller.
What
it's
is
very
it?
Very small.
Yeah,
so let's see.
0.00.
So it's 0.05%.
For the flu.
For the flu, 0.05.
Only 0.05, not 0.00005?
Well, yeah, no, it's 0.05%. The math turns out to be 0.00005.
Well, that's more than...
But yeah, 0.0. So it's less than a percent.
Yes.
Or it's way less than a percent, yeah.
Well, 1% of 26 million would be 26,000, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
I'm totally guessing. Yeah. No idea.
And the worst part is you've got 80,000 people now running to calculators. And you're going to get a bunch of text messages saying...
I know that there's a freaking formula to divide one or to multiply one number by the other, and I just don't know what it is because I'm 40 years out of school.
And you don't need it.
Well, the main
thing that information at this point.
The main conclusion is that it's...
I like to know percentages.
The coronavirus has a higher death percentage.
Yeah. By quite a bit. So yeah. It's, you know, that is the scariest part of it is that if you have it...
Things being equal, it's much more deadly than the flu.
Right. But it is flu-like, correct? I mean, it presents like a flu.
I saw side by side comparisons of the symptoms of
because I haven't seen I haven't seen anything like that.
It was respiratory difficulty breathing. God, there were two other main.
Oh,
things.
So that's actually not
fever,
really
respiratory
flu-like.
Breathing, and there was one other thing that I saw in the side by side comparison.
Well, the fact that they were bringing up the whole mustache and
the beard stuff,
the beard shape. By the way, you're gonna need to trim that.
No, this is trim, baby.
No, Daddy's this part good. Is gonna interfere. This part, you can leave this on your chin, but this is no good. You gotta cut
this
a channel.
This is not thick at all. It can be thin.
You gotta cut a channel.
God, Lee, man.
You need skin to plastic contact.
You're trying to make me shave hair off my face, man.
Just a channel.
I got a baby face as
just
it is.
Just a channel on either side.
I might have to go ahead and risk it.
Yeah, supposedly about the seal that the
mask. He can shave it when he wears the mask. None of us are even wearing it right now. So what's the difference?
Talking about if they have to give you oxygen, emergency oxygen.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So you're planning ahead.
Yeah. Well, he's just cut a channel, dude.
Zombie apocalypse mask.
That's
true. He's fine.
He knows what he's doing. What am I telling him for? Yeah, he knows what to
do. I'm fully prepared.
Right.
Just thoughts his
obviously, he has an arsenal of guns.
Fully prepared.
House. I'm going to Marcus's house. And
I got you too, baby. I got you.
Listen, I'm going.
What do you got her with?
You got I got you, baby.
How many guns you got?
Plenty of guns. Look, we're going to surround the house, and everyone's going to have a gun, and I'm going to be like, all right, why does it keep pointing at me?
You get a gun. You get a gun.
Everybody gets a gun. Woo! Hey, where's my gun thing over here? Boy, I never use this thing anymore.
I'll use it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I was looking for. Now, the problem is now, the zombies are coming from everywhere.
They
so
are
we
got to
dig
everywhere.
A moat and put spikes and then get gas
all
so we can
stuff.
Burn them all up.
All,
you know?
I want all the fun stuff.
Yeah. You remember, never mind. I guess we shouldn't really get into memories of The Walking Dead.
I'm always down to talk about The Walking Dead.
Well, Marcus, as you know, I was saying that, what's his name, the black guy on the show?
Which show?
On The Walking Dead. He's on both, The Walking Dead, and now he's on
Victor.
No.
Morgan.
That's Victor's a different guy.
Morgan. Yes.
Damn it.
Lenny
James is his name.
When Rick first catches up with him, he's holed up in this like second floor
apartment thing. That's right.
And he has traps. I was like, that's what you do.
Yes, exactly.
He's got all this crap where he's got like a chicken making all kinds of noise. Chicka, 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 you know, buck, 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 buck. And all around it, there's like angled wood spikes so the chicken attracts the zombies, and then they hang themselves up, and then he can just go at his leisure and stick them in the head. You
beautiful.
Know? Yeah.
Work of art.
Really well done.
Work of art.
So it kind of keeps his neighborhood clear-ish, you know, or that's he
right.
at least knows where they're going to be. And I
that's
thought
what
that's
what it was called. That episode was called Clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Clear. Oh,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Way to go, Sarah.
Way to remember the names of episodes.
I'll tell you, I was a super fan those first, like, 5 years.
Oh, my
super
God.
Super fan.
So into it.
First
so
five, 6 years,
into it.
Super fan.
Yeah.
Still a fan. Not the super fan that I once was.
I miss Rick. And then, you know, Rick, Carl, like, oh, Carl.
Coral.
Carl.
Coral.
Carl. Every time Carl would come on the screen, we'd yell, cut.
So
he got better. He got better as he got older.
He was like 10 when he started on that show.
Terrible
right?
actor. But in the end, I wound up really liking him.
And he's dead.
Well,
on the show.
On the show. Spoiler alert, everyone.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I don't feel bad for anybody's spoilers anymore. I really don't.
You got to. You have to. That's why we do. Actually, in a second here, we're going to do our Survivor weekly roundup. We do it on Friday because on Wednesday, not everyone can watch it. Vinny, you know, like I get the early feed at my house, so I can watch it at 5 p.m.
Oh, nice.
And so, but I know. Thank you. Thanks. I'm so lucky. But everybody else has to wait until 8 o'clock to watch it. So a lot of people don't get to watch it on Wednesday night. So we give everyone a full day. Vaughn, are you all set? Y'all caught
sure
up? Ready
is.
For this?
He's a big fan.
We'll get Vaughn on the, you know, because Brandon's not here today.
That's right.
And Nicole, I'm making everyone watch it.
Yeah, we did really our homework.
And how are we enjoying? It's the championship.
It is.
Show,
it's Winners at War. So it's all people who've won past seasons.
Is Boston Rob on there?
Of course he is. Come on, Boston Rob.
Amber. All right.
Annie Ambo is on there, too.
Before you go, the texter is letting me know my math is wrong, but I'm sure the first
Well, what is it? What is
I
it?
Told
I know,
you.
I don't know how it's wrong. I'm going to have to do the calculations again, but we know that the flu has a less percentage. I'll do the math during
far,
the break.
Far less.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, it's way too early to do math, and I was wrong. Sorry about that.
My I point, told you that was going to happen.
Whatever percentage.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
I was wrong, too, because I was thinking that 1% of 26 million would be 26, but I think it's 260,000 is 1%.
Wow, this is
a lot
of thinking.
Let's do this. Hey, we could.
A lot of thinking.
So I think it's 0.005%. That's my guess. KLC HD1. Gotta stop this. San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Marcus Osborne sitting in. We'll do the Survivor roundup right after this wonderful song from Maroon 5.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.